The Olympics, Euros, baseball, major championships, and concerts are all in this summer. You know what isn't? A wild and hairy bush. Tame your pubes with help from our friends at Manscaped, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. Their fourth-generation performance package includes the brand-new Lawnmower 4.0. If an athlete treats their body like royalty, why not treat your pubes like Olympic gold? Fellas, do right by your balls and join the 2 million worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com using our code TAGS, T-A-G-S. What is going on? You are listening and watching TAGS Live. Talk about gay sex, the live version. This is episode 283, and I'm your host, Steve V. Alongside, back in business, Cody Maurice Doggett. Welcome back, Cotter.
Hello, darling. Welcome back, Cotter. I haven't heard about that show in so long. Oh, my God.
So dating ourselves here.
I know, right? I watched it on Nick at Night when I was a kid.
Okay, there you go. There you go. Yeah, I think I was even too young for it, believe it or not. Yeah. But literally, we missed you. I'm so glad you're back.
I missed you so much, too. I'm glad to be back, too.
Little known fact about Cody, our truth, is that we are on the eve of his birthday, which is tomorrow.
It's tomorrow when the show gets released. Yes.
Yes. Happy birthday. Happy pre-birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
I know
so
I'm going to see you this weekend at some point to celebrate. So happy birthday.
Thank you, Corey. Thank you so much, Steve. Yes, I cannot wait to celebrate with all my friends. And I'm turning 21 again. So
there you go.
Live it up.
Well, I know you were in Puerto Vallarta, and I know you had a great time. You have to tell us a little bit about it. And this was the first trip you've taken with your boyfriend.
I know.
Can you share?
So we went down there to celebrate a very good friend. He had a very big birthday, and it was amazing. Debauchery, drunkenness, beautiful nights, cuddle time with my boyfriend. And we celebrated another good friend's birthday down there as well. And we just got closer. It was really, we got to know each other a little bit better. It was, for me, it was like a trial living together situation. So it was really good. I really enjoyed myself. It was amazing. So
traveling's a biggie too. And so
it really, really is. Cause if you can live in the same space and travel with somebody, you can't do that with everybody. It's like, no. We didn't want to invite. Oh, I'm going to get myself in trouble. never mind.
No, but I know what you mean. Yeah. But I hear you. Yeah, no, traveling can be challenging, and I'm so glad it was a success for you. And, you know, leads kind of into our opening story, because on episode 282 of TAGS Podcast this week with my co-hosts Jeremy and Lincoln, we were talking about, is our hot facts summer ruined, or in desperate, are we in desperation of not having it because of all the increase of the virus around the world? And before we get into some updates on that, I'm just curious to know, did you go out? Did you notice any protocol happening? What was going on?
I did go out, and there was no protocol. I tried to wear my mask as much as possible, but going out and getting intoxicated, of course, that lowers your inhibitions a little bit. So I can say that I probably didn't wear it as much as I should have, especially in light of all the things that are coming forth now in the news. So
So in relation to that, Lincoln was talking about, he sent me a kind of a screen capture of a group that he's in citing Bear Week in Provincetown. And somebody by the name of Johnny wrote, "Hi, Bears. Several of my friends and I, fully vaccinated, have all tested positive for COVID after Bear Week." And this is in Provincetown, P-Town. He wrote, "Please get tested and vaccinated before you have social interactions at home. this is bigger than you. Our community is at risk. And sure. Yeah, I think that's really big. There's an article that I sent you earlier about COVID cluster hits Provincetown affecting vaccinated and unvaccinated. And lastly, on this note, I was talking to a friend of our show who was my guest co-host last week, Sebastian Lacaze.
Love him.
Who bartends at Revolver in WeHo, Los Angeles. And, you know, they just had their mask mandate indoors. And I was talking to him over the weekend, asking him, hey, so what did you notice? Were they enforcing the mask and how were the patrons handling it? He said that, no, it was kind of a shit show in many ways. And to kind of put that on him, like bartenders and management, who wants to do your job and then have to police? And while some, he said, were abiding by it, others clearly weren't, you know, at all. And they were just having their hot facts summer. So we're kind of in the middle of all this, and it's just like a case-by-case basis. I don't know. What do you think about it?
And it's kind of crazy because you don't know how people are going to react if you do approach them to say, oh, can you please put on a mask? So you don't know if people are going to get violent or you don't really want to put yourself in harm's way in that way. I wish I could say that I'm surprised that like this second wave is coming, but with the variant and things of that nature, I know that it's been coming. It's been in the news and we've all seen the writing on the wall. People have been out in droves. I have been one of those people. And I know that the main thing that I got from the article that is kind of assuaging my fears is that most of the people reported that they had mild symptoms, if they did have any symptoms at all. So the vaccine works. Please go out and get vaccinated. Doug says that it's been his hot back summer is being ruined by clowns that are his coworkers who blatantly refuse to get vaccinated. They practically worship former President Cheeto Dust. And that made me giggle. So
we know who he's talking about.
I know who he's talking about. That's another name that I'm going to write down on the wall for President Cheeto Dust.
Darker Link also says, I don't want to quarantine again. And I agree. That's same what here. I'm noticing about exactly what you were saying in the last bit there, Cody, is that some of these articles, if you read them, no one ever, I think, said science-wise that you couldn't get infected again, even if you're vaccinated. I think what they're saying is, and what I was saying on episode 282, is that you're just less likely to have severe symptoms.
Exactly.
Die. Or end up in the hospital. And so yes, there are variants that are affecting us, but it's still, I mean, I just wish more people hopefully get the message that we're on the fence of vaccinated and get vaccinated. So we can go back to our hot facts summer, at least what I had in my mind.
Well, even in Mexico, I was scared that I wouldn't be able to come back because you have to get tested before you can come back now. So when I took my test, I was sweating bullets. I was like, oh my God, please don't let me be COVID positive.
When I was there. Right? And the place I went to, they went both nostrils. I thought it was only one that they did. She both nostrils. Yeah, they went all the way and were like, and then the other one. And I was the first out of my group of friends to go into this office that was like a trailer office. That I felt like I was going on a casting back in my acting days. Like, next.
Oh my goodness, not the couch, honey.
Yes, the casting couch. And I went in there and it was like, my sister, I came out first with tears in my eyes. And my friends were looking at me like, I'm like, get in there. I had to go through it. I couldn't help but my sister made the funniest comment. She's like, yeah, they're probably going higher up into your like Americans.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. My boyfriend went first and I saw what happened to him. And that just heightened my fear because we went two at a time. We went at the gay resort that's there.
I think that's the name
of it.
Oh, right.
So, but it was she pulled some brain out. I feel like I'm a little bit dumber now. So,
okay. Well, all right. Everyone be careful. Doug says Georgia is only at 30% vaccinated. It's discouraging. Yes, I've heard that. Hi, Teddy. Welcome back to us, watching us live. Super excited. We are on the Get Vocal platform. We record this every Wednesday night. We're so glad you're joining us live. Gets repurposed tomorrow morning on Thursday. All right, we got to move on to, it's a whole show welcoming back Cody and Hot Topics. We couldn't help but talk about this next story, which you may be wondering, like, is that like related to your guys' show? But it really is in a lot of ways. So we you all may have heard that the latest billionaire to enter space, to hit space, was Jeff Bezos, who went up, what was it, 2 days ago? In a rocket ship that... I'm sorry, if any of you saw the rocket ship, it was shaped like an erect penis, and people on social media were comparing it to Dr. Evil, the 1999 film of Mike Myers, and there's comparison shots, you got to see it. I couldn't help, my first thoughts were, wow, if you're going to be the second to go into space and be the second billionaire, because we all know Richard Branson went a week before you and went up into space. So if you're going to go, I couldn't help but think this is such a testosterone billionaire.
It's so thing. Ridiculous, right? It's so ridiculous. But
my last thoughts on that were, so if Richard Branson was the first, a British man, of course, Jeff, you know, was humble and gave him a little bit of shit, but really, you know, wished him well. Jeff coming out with that penis-shaped, erect penis going into set it all. On top of that, he also gave $200 million to the likes of Van Jones and Jose Andres, who I love. I like both, love both of them, for their causes. So, I mean, top that, Richard Branson. And lastly, I couldn't help but notice Jeff Bezos went with his brother, Mark Bezos. And I know they both come from the same gene pool, but Mark is so hot. I have such a crush on him after seeing him. You know how, Cody, you can tell they came from the same parents, but... Yeah,
one of them looks a little bit more just snatched and polished, and he looks... I Googled a picture after you told me about him, and I was like, oh, Daddy Bezos. Okay, there's another one.
And who knows if he's probably not as rich as his brother, but I'm sorry. Given the two, when it comes down to money... or looks, I'm sorry, I have to go with the looks. That's probably why I'm always broke, because I always go that route. I almost gave up my porn for the day and used him as my image.
As your inspiration? Oh my goodness.
Look up Mark Bezos. You can tell they both side by side to his brother. You can tell they have come from the same gene pool, but Mark is a fantasy of mine. And my
quality
new fantasy
over quantity. That's what I say.
All right. Well, we definitely want to shout out this week to in the name of professional sports figures coming out. And we've been talking about it on this show a lot, Cody. The latest to come out is Luke Prokop. He's a major NHL National Hockey League player who just came out, Nashville Predators prospect Luke Prokop has just come out as gay, and he's become the first active player under contract of an NHL team to do so. Nice. He writes, "It's been quite the journey to get to this point in my life, but I could not help but be happier with my decision to come out." He's 19. Cody, and
what
I have been a guest with to a few hockey professional games at Madison Square Garden. I did not buy the tickets.
I was like, you've been a guest to a hockey professionals. I was like, oh, okay.
And I accepted, you know, several times, and I actually love it. And coming from the West Coast, we don't have hockey like that. Mm-hmm. I love it. No. And so it's so great. But the testosterone is not only felt when there's fights on the ice ring, but it's also inevitably in every game, in the bleachers, in the stands. You will always find there will always be a moment in time. And the game is quite violent. I think even quite more violent than football is, just because of the, that's where they're so geared up like that. Intense. I love it, though. And so I just think it's another example.
You love it. Oh, my goodness.
I do. When you, I get a free ticket.
Butch Queen realness over there. Hockey realness. I love it.
When I get a free ticket. Yeah. just saying. But I think it's just another example of, wow, you know, shout out to him. And we need more examples like this. I love it that almost every week we keep reporting on this. Yeah. But in similar news, just another shout out, model and actress Lena Bloom has become the first trans person to appear on the cover of Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. You know this. It's the magazine that's like the best-selling edition ever. And what were your thoughts when you heard of... It always seemed like a hetero magazine, and even slightly like, is it objectifying? I always was wondering, like, is it not, or is it beauty? What were your thoughts when you heard about Lena's cover?
I loved it. And she is such a beautiful person, a beautiful soul inside and out from what I've seen. I followed her on Instagram for years now, and she is so deserving of this honor, and I couldn't be more happy for her. She dedicated this cover to her trans sisters in the ballroom scene and to all her sisters that have passed away. So that to her makes me want to root for her more and more and more as time goes on. And I just love her so much. So I actually, now it just makes me want to meet her and be her friend and just bask in all that loveliness, because she's freaking gorgeous. Did you see the cover?
Yeah.
It's gorgeous. She's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous, and I just think it's such a breakthrough. I mean, I would have never thought this when I was a kid. It was, like I said, it was just always associated with a heteronormative male magazine for men. And
Tyra Banks on the cover. You can't tell me you didn't live for Tyra Banks on the cover.
We're not talking about her.
Every I can't other with one her. But that one, right?
I'm smizing right now, though.
Oh, my goodness. Are your eyes bleeding?
I'm smizing. Anyways, in the name of shout outs, we also had to shout out to Michaela J. That's right. You might know her as MJ Rodriguez. Last week, we were talking about her as being the first trans actor to be nominated for an Emmy for Best Actress. She followed up with a single, Something to Say. I am here for this song. It's a party summer jam. I love it. It's available everywhere right now. And she goes by Michaela J, which I think is so hot. I love it. Yeah. Did you hear the track?
You sent it to me and I listened to it immediately and I love it. I told my boyfriend actually that she, because we watched an episode of Pose and she was lip syncing that episode. And he was like, she's so emotive. I said, that's because she's a singer and she has a beautiful voice. And I was just gobsmacked by how wonderful this track is and just dancing in my seat. So I can't wait to hear more from her.
You know what's so cool about her too? She was on The View the other day talking about her Emmy nomination. And she has been studying acting since she was young. And none of this has been like, she's put in the time, the work, and really studied. And so I think that I loved hearing that, because although we love her as Blanca in Pose, it's just great that she's honored, but it's great that she's been working on her craft for so long, and to be recognized is just monumental. So super excited. Download that track. It's so good. Hey guys, taking a break from the show for a second to talk about this hot vax summer that we are going to make happen. I know I am. The very least, I told you recently that I went to the Gunnison, naked, clothing optional beach, and had so much fun. I've also gone to some jockstrap parties here where I live in New York. I hope you're getting out, at least outdoors. And with that being said, you need to look good. It's time, as things are opening up, to get it trimmed up and make it work for you south of your border. And the way to do it is with our sponsor, Manscaped. The world is starting to open up, and I have to tell you about the Performance Package 4.0 from Manscaped, which is here to help you get ready. Inside, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer. You'll get the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, plus you get two free gifts, the Performance Boxer Briefs and the Shed Travel Bag. Great for traveling. I've already used it. Talk about a world-class discount into a post-quarantine world. This package is the perfect package for your package and peak performance in whatever sport you desire, even if it's in the bedroom. Well, the brand new 4.0 lawnmower is here to take the podium. This fourth generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade, which reduces grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 has 7,000 RPM motor, a new multifunction on and off switch can engage a travel lock, and gives you the ability to turn the 4000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. Did I mention that this trimmer is waterproof too? Michael Phelps is drooling just thinking about the possibilities. This package also comes with the Weed Whacker to chop your worst weeds up top in both your nose and ear. This tool is a lock to take home gold in the biathlon. The Weed Whacker is also waterproof. After trimming your pubes, show them some sportsmanship with Manscaped's liquid formulations, and I'm talking about the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and the Crop Reviver Ball Toner, which are key to feeling vigorous this year. And Manscaped also threw in two free gifts to their Performance Package 4.0. You get the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. So here's the deal. This is the package to get your hot fact summer going into the fall. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code TAGS, T-A-G-S, by simply going to manscaped.com. That's 20% off, free shipping with the code TAGS at manscaped.com. Achieve pubic glory this year with Manscaped.
All right. Well, we've got to get into hot sex topics and continue on. And the first comes from somebody we keep talking about because he just keeps putting himself in the news, Jack McEnroth, who we've talked several times and following his, I don't know if you want to call it journey or messy journey, but you remember he is the former contestant on one of the early seasons of Project Runway, and he segued into OnlyFans, porn, and he was been dating his ex. He's been dating a fellow porn star. Well, Dolph Dietrich, thanks. So fashion designer turned adult entertainer and HIV activist Jack McEnroth, he posted recently a candid, heartfelt apology to his ex, Dolph. In it, he details his struggles with drug addiction, including his battle with crystal meth. And we talked about this on the show, Cody, on what he was going through. He wrote, though, "Dear friends and fans, I am a recovering drug addict. I am admitting to actions towards Dolph Dietrich and many others with 100% rigorous honesty, humility, and embarrassment, but with the hope of becoming a better man in doing so." And McEnroth, who is 52, in a tweet, he also attached a lengthy statement which stated exactly what he was apologizing for. He wrote, "Meth binges make me a shitty person. Taking copious amounts of Xanax to come down from drugs was what eventually took me down and almost killed me." He says he's sober today, but he's not perfect in any way, and he's trying to make amends. In the midst of his addiction, he talks about how he hurt Dolph Dietrich. And I don't know, did you read any of the things that he stated? Because some of them were, he quoted, he tormented and terrorized Dolph. He made him feel unsafe in his own apartment. He says he broke into his apartment when he was out of town and took many of his belongings, including clothes, computer, electronics, leather gear, etc. He also also contacted a gossip blog that his boyfriend was a pedophile.
Oh, yes.
Which wasn't true. He
and
got
that
him
thing about the gym too.
Yeah, so Macromouth says he got Dietrich banned from his gym for nudity and sent compromising photos of him to Jim's management. He also jimmied his Dolph's apartment lock, which Dolph had a dog inside and had to call a locksmith to get him out. And when you mess with animals in my world, all bets are off. And
for sure.
On and on. Apparently, Dolph Dietrich has not... I don't know if he's okay with it, but he says it takes a big man to kind of say what you did. I don't know. Yeah. What do you think when somebody like this, yes, we don't need to beat him to death on all this, mm-hmm. but did you think it need to be public for all
that
of us to read?
That was the thing for me. At first I was like, Jack is trying to make amends for this. He's trying to make everything right. Let's give him a chance. But then as the story went on, I was like, this queen is getting a little messy. Why on earth would you list all of the things that you did wrong to your ex-boyfriend on a social network? That's just, it just screams perform like a performance for me. Just saying that you did horrible things is enough. And then going to your ex-boyfriend or whomever you did wrong and explaining the things that you did wrong and then having a face.
Which he knows.
Yeah. Well, I mean, some things he might not even know. Like the thing about the breaking into his apartment, he might not even know that. But confess the things that you did on a face-to-face and really be held accountable. That speaks more volumes than going on social media and saying all these things for shock value just to get attention. I feel like it's really performative and it really just screams he's trying to get attention.
I agree with you. I think that, and the whole thing about accusing Dolph of being a pedophile is like really slanderous. The whole thing about turning him in for maybe Dolph was shooting a scene for his OnlyFans in there and getting him kicked out of the gym. I mean, a lot of the things that Jack did to his ex, I think are grounds for putting someone in jail, if you ask me. Yeah. I mean, I'm no lawyer or anything like that, but they're horrific, egregious acts that should land you in jail. And for Dolph to just kind of be acknowledging it like that, and for them to kind of, they played it all out, I guess, that now to be writing it seems to somehow trivialize it all, instead of just maybe taking ownership of either staying low and working on yourself and being sober and working out with the people that
and
you
actually
did.
I'm doing the work.
Right. I would rather hear him a few months down the road say he's talking to people that are meth addicts and counseling them after a 6 month period, after, you know, don't do what I do kind of thing, instead of playing it out in this serial type of soap opera. It seems to trivialize it too. And Dolph coming out and just like, I know what he did. Dolph really wants everyone to know. He wrote at the very end that spousal like abuse is a real thing. And they want, that's his big message, that he does say I was abused. And that is happens in relationships. But it's just the way they're playing it out to me seems so trivialized and it's hard to take them serious at this point. Yeah. I don't know.
It makes me feel for Dolph actually really bad. So I don't know if I'm really judging Dolph's reaction because there's no telling how I would react in this situation. But Jack is really coming off it's not looking good to me. So.
Yeah.
And I hate to sound cynical because people really, you never know people's journeys, but.
Right.
I don't know.
I know. Doug says that sounds like he's doing this to try and get attention to get his ex back. Yeah. I mean, perhaps it just seems it's so played out. And I think when you're kind of, I think you just need to take a break and stay out of the limelight.
God, I was going to say that. Yeah. I was going to say he needs to take a break.
Yeah. No one's crucifying you. If you're sober, I think he said he's 40 some odd days being sober. Yeah. That's great, but that's still not enough time. I think, you know, I know in recovery, it's all about making amends, but is it making amends like to social media, or is it just making amends to Dolph? I think it just, I go back to it, trivializes it, and maybe take that time, come back 6 months, a year with what you're doing now and how you're maybe helping those that don't end up in your boat type of thing.
Exactly. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah. Well, let's move on. We'll continue to report back when we have more information on that. Hopefully not too soon, Jack. Though.
It'll be next week.
Well, Cody, there's this store in Europe, in Dublin, actually. It's a department store called Marks and Spencer. And it has become the center of a scandal after five men were independently charged for engaging in public sex acts. And according to the Irish Examiner, the Marks and Spencer on Mary Street in Dublin, Ireland has become known by a small section of the surrounding gay community as a cruising spot. But the continuing activity there has also gained the attention of the business staff and local police. So, for example, 32-year-old Gustavo Vittorino recently appeared at the Dublin District Court to plead guilty to public masturbation on June 14th. A Garda, the national police officer named James Smith told the court that he and another member in plain clothes witnessed Vittorino masturbating in the toilet. And tech firm worker Vittorino's rep, Patty McCary, argued that Vittorino did not go to the store to engage in sex. That said, he did end up in the bathroom and admitted to trying to communicate with another man in the bathroom. McGarry then argued for his client, and his client is Brazilian national living in Ireland, but on a visa, that similar cases have more aggravating factors. So, for instance, happening in more public location. The defense said this case was not on the same level and involved consenting adults. And there's been other stories in this article, I think you read it as well, of them coming for people. What were your thoughts on this? Like, don't go to Mark and Spencer's anymore to try and have sex. It's off limits at this point.
I got stressed out. I was like, did they get a hold of my record? What's going on out there in these streets? But then it said Ireland, and I breathed a sigh of relief, actually. So, but I really can't believe that they're cracking down on things like this. I Dream of Anthony goes, let consulting adults have sex wherever they want to. he's got an expletive in there that I'm not gonna say on the air, but yeah. I agree with him. I think that I really hope this guy doesn't get deported. I've had my share of public cruising, and it's been in more like gay centric areas. So I think that people need to be wise and be more aware of their surroundings and things that are going on so that they don't end up in situations like this and end up in getting caught like George Michael did back then.
Yeah, it's all fun and games until you get caught. And we talk so much about public outdoor sex and how we love it, and I'm all for it. I just think you have to be acute and read the room. Lincoln, for one thing, said something great on a recent Tags podcast that at least here in America, police can't, if you're outdoors, make the person that's coming on to you outdoors show him your penis first, because that's a cop, he said, you were on that show, because they can't arrest you. They can arrest you if you show them your dick first. So always make them show you theirs first. Such a great tip.
Yeah.
At least it works in America.
So I thought about something after he said that, after we finished the show. I was like, oh, well, if you make the other person show them your dick, then you're just and he is thinking the same thing. So you're just both waiting for each other to show each other. Does that make sense?
Yeah, we'll make them show them first.
I know, but okay, say you and I are both in the stall and I'm like, show me your dick. And you're like, show me your dick first. And
well, I'm gonna say, let's play this out. Here's how it would go for me. Oh, I bet you're big. I'm a huge size queen. I'm gonna give you the best blowjob ever. Uh-huh. Pull it out. And I give the best blowjobs, and you know, let me just see it. And that's how I'm going to work that. I'm going to make myself that, which is kind of true, but.
But I dream of Anthony even said it's like the dick catch 22. Who's going to show their dick first, basically.
But that's what being clever is all about. If you're going to take the risk, then you got to be a better actor. It's all acting. It's taking control of the scene. Who are you going to let them take control of the scene? Or are you the star in the scene? Yes, the answer is. Or are you going to make your co-star? No, I'm the star of this moment.
Oh, okay.
I need to shine. I dictate where this is going. But another fun fact is we were doing a live podcast, I guess a year ago or so.
Okay.
And we were interviewing this bartender and we were talking about Macy's here in New York City, as I don't know if it still is, and I'm sure it isn't, but for Macy's employees. But at one point, it was a cruising spot. We all know the infamous Macy's here in New York City. And he had such an amazing tip. So he said one way he would do it was to grab two Macy's shopping bags, bring them into the stall with your guy. If you were put your feet, like if you were going to get sucked off, Cody, put your mm-hmm. feet in the bags, the two bags, and have the guy who's blowing you sit on the toilet seat to blow you. So when somebody walks in, all they see is two shopping bags, like somebody was shopping all day at Macy's for Christmas and ate too many burritos and has to go to the bathroom. And
is that ate too many burritos?
and now has, and all you see is those two shopping bags, but their feet are inside. And if you do it right, it's about the right size. Isn't that brilliant?
I love that. I really, really love that. I think that when I start
the bag trick, somebody says,
look at Tag's podcast, giving all the tips and tricks to the kids out there. Thank you so
much. Devious.
I can't wait till I have public sex again so that we can try that out and make sure that we look like the wonderful, wholesome shopping people that we really are, really? Like,
yeah. You know, the last tip I will say is, you know, kind of know your story too. You know, how they always talk about people don't, if you're in a career that is very conservative,
yeah,
you unfortunately you chose that career path that you can't be posting everything you want on social media. Yeah. Same thing true. I had a friend that was had a visa to, and decided to, on the subway, jump over one time only, jump over the stall of the subway and got caught. Wow. Do you know how many months he almost got deported back? How much like time in court he had to spend for that one silly mistake? So I guess my point is, if you are on a visa in Ireland, you know, think about your story and is it really worth the risk? Or if you were in a conservative job like that, be careful what you post. I mean, everything's a risk, but I'm just saying, you know,
make sure you're mindful of the risks that you take. So
go to Macy's and get two shopping bags and take our tips, but do not get caught.
Go to the gay cinema like I used to do. And then,
right.
Yeah. Or I've done it in a rest stop before. Have you ever, where's the strangest place that you've done it?
Oh, of having like sex like that? The strangest like place. Sex. Where is the strangest place I've, you know, one time years ago, I worked in radio and I was in Orlando at the Disney Hotel. Ooh. Of all places. And I was on a break and I was in this isn't even that crazy. I met up a guy in the steam room of the Disney hotel.
There it is. Go to a bathhouse.
It's not that. I mean, it wasn't a bathhouse. It was a Disney hotel, like family and friends. I just happened to meet this guy. Yeah, and we kind of got it on in the
steam room.
Steam room, yeah.
In plenty of steam rooms too.
Right, but I'm sure I have other stories. But yeah, I don't know. But exactly, do we have anything to read before we move on?
People are like, "What's the gay cinema?" And where's the gay cinema in NYC? I don't know where the gay cinema is here, but I know in Philadelphia, the gay cinema is on. It's near Woody's, but it's basically like they show porn and things of that nature in the cinema.
Yeah, gay and porn. If you want kind of that experience, I know they're sometimes kind of seedy, but wherever, like in our city, the places, the adult shops that sell poppers, condoms, all that kind of stuff, often have those old school back rooms, and some
there's one on 8th Avenue.
Yeah, and some of them here in New York.
Don't ask me how I know.
There's one on the Lower East Side, like First Avenue, that has you go in and it goes down deep into a basement. And it's full on down there. It's the after party.
Okay.
I've heard.
I got a boyfriend. I can't go.
We could go for research purposes and for the show.
That's right. That's what I told my boyfriend. We're going for research.
We're writing it off. Yeah. Field trip. It's a field trip.
Corey says invite him. So you're definitely invited, boo. Come on, let's go.
Yes, exactly. All right. Well, we've got to move on. And this next story cracked me up because I was listening to, I don't know if you know Jack Shepherd. He's got a podcast, Armchair Expert with Dax Shepherd. And this week he had Ashton Kutcher and his wife, Mila Kunis, on his show. And they were talking about showering and cleanliness with their children. The conversation got steered toward their own showering. And so one of them said, oh, they don't use soap every day because there's natural oil on our skin.
And who said that?
Mila said that. And
no, she Ashton did
not. Was quoted as saying, I don't wash my body with soap every day. I wash my armpits and my crotch every day, but nothing else. And nasty ass people. I don't know.
My jaw almost hit the floor. I don't know. What?
You, Cody, are in a relatively new relationship, and hygiene always comes up when you're noticing your partner. What can you tell us about his hygiene? And yeah.
We are incredibly hygienic. We take showers together. I wash him. He washes me. It's cute. It's lovely. Actually, I took a shower by myself at his house the other day, and I was like, this feels weird. This feels awkward. I don't know. So we predominantly shower together, and we make sure before and after we shower, before and after the sex act, I should say, we shower and we just, I make sure that he is clean in all of the right places. He loves his coffee scrub too. I don't know if I should be telling anybody this, but
his what?
This coffee scrub, he puts it in his,
Ooh, maybe we'll get them as a sponsor. Okay.
We need to talk to them. I'm not going to say their name out loud so we can get them as a sponsor. And he's always like, what does this taste like? And I'm like, oh, it tastes like coffee, babe, because I know what he's talking about.
You know, for me personally, I just think when I scrub, as busy as if I'm really busy and I'm running out the door, I still can do a full on exfoliation. And for the argument that people say you're taking off all the oils, it's like, no, we live in New York City. We're in a pandemic.
You're taking off the dirt and grime.
And hello, news alert. I'm not scraping off all my oils. I replenish with moisturizer. And 9 times out of 10, any boy I meet who touches my skin, they're always like, oh my God, your skin's so soft. So you can exfoliate and do a deep cleanse. You just have to replenish with moisturizer. And yeah. Gold Bond is my go-to, the cocoa butter one. I'm just saying.
I love Gold Bond. I
Wendy
love
Williams and Athena. I. Okay, I'm Gold Bond, 100% cocoa butter. But the other thing is, if you come home with somebody after a night, if you meet them in the bar like I did recently, it's hot in the East Coast at this time of year. Even if it's not, you could be in the winter and dancing away. Come home and jump in the shower with your boy.
That's
because
right.
Because what you're about to do. Now, the last thing I'll say on this is, years ago, my first boyfriend, it was a requirement that we couldn't get into bed without showering before. He had this whole thing about, you guys know those kind of people that they don't want to, they don't want their, the sheets are sacred and need to always be pristine. So they shower before they go to bed, no matter what. But I'm sorry, sometimes I'm too tired. I just got to listen. I live alone and I'm fine with a little my own skank in there.
The trick is, if we were too drunk to take a full shower, just wash your feet. That's the trick that he kind of taught me and was like, oh, your feet are the dirtiest part.
What about your crotch and ass?
I don't know how he was thinking, but that the part he was like, at least go wash your feet before you get in the
definitely bathroom. Wash your feet. But what about the ass and the crotch and the armpits and even just all over? It doesn't take that long. It's ridiculous.
I agree with you. I think that we should wash your whole body and be as clean as possible, at least one shower a day, washing from head to toe. But if you
I don't want that vinegar smell on anybody that I come across.
Steve.
Or I don't want to feel come in and smell that BO. Cody, what are the people saying?
The people are saying, I don't know if I can read now. You just blew my mind with the vinegar smell.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking
about.
Do not
act like you don't know what I'm talking about.
Corey said that he rinses in the morning and then he does on underarms and crotch, but he uses soap when he gets home. I agree with that. I think that's wonderful. I dream
that
of
sounds
Anthony's-
like a lovely regime. I love it.
Andrew Anthony says that his hands are cracked like sandpaper from washing so much in this pandemic. Moisturize, boo. Make sure you get that lotion on there and then
Gold Bond. I'm getting them as a sponsor. That's all there is to it.
We need to. I'm contacting them tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
We need to make this happen.
Yeah.
And then Corey goes coconut oil, and I agree that's a very good. Andrew of Anthony says that coconut oil makes a great lube, and
I was going to say
guy
that
one time. Oh my God, it was so hot. It was
with coconut oil, right?
So hot, and he was beautiful, and.
Does it stain the sheets though?
It might stain the. We didn't.
But who cares, right?
Floor. We did it on his floor, so.
Oh. Okay. So you're slipping and sliding on the floor afterwards, but that's okay. You just mopped it up.
I dream of Anthony says that it stains a bit, but whatever. So.
I love her. Listen, I love that. Okay, I love it. Well, all right.
The more you know.
The more you know. All right. Well, we've got to move on to our final and our favorite topic of the night. It's our Thirst Trap Thursday because this show comes out on Thursday and Straight Up Gay Porn does it every week. We skipped it last week because you weren't here and couldn't bring Sebastian to do it. But you're
so
back.
Funny.
I know.
And
I'm happy you're
we
back.
We got to get into it. The people need this. Okay.
Did you post the link for those listening?
I put it into everybody. I gave it to everybody here watching now. Yes.
So I'll go first because I took this. Sometimes I don't look at it until we actually do the segment, but I actually had a little time today and I wrote a few notes. And what I wrote was D'Angelo Jackson is in there and I had to shout out to him because I've interviewed him twice and he's like, of course he's hot. Of course he's sexy. but he's the greatest interview. And, you know, it's not always easy to get these interviews, truth be known, with some of these porn stars or OnlyFans. They're just hard to get. And so D'Angelo has been so forthright and open with and giving with his interviews. And so I had to shout out to him.
And Diego,
he's gorgeous. Diego Matos is on there again, and I'm still obsessed with him, but I figured I can't pick him. And it's a hot one, too. He's jerking off with his legs spread wide open, and it's like the hottest thing ever. And he even, his face always is like enamored with himself on the job that he just did. It's like, it's that hot, but I can't pick him for the fourth time. Then this was the week of big ball sacks. And if you've been listening to the show, I'm all about that right now. I was talking about my own ball sack on hot the beach recently.
Summer. I love it.
Hot ball summer. I have a runner up, y'all. And runner up goes to Nico Koopa for his low hangers, which fit into my hot ball summer moment. And he seems really cute. But the winner for me is Kane Fox. And it's a video. And he's in a car, but it's really the caption which says, "Do you wish your face was in my lap?" As the camera goes down to his short shorts in a car. And you know that short, short moment when somebody doesn't have underwear on and they just pull it out? Again with the hot ball sack summer with the dick. And I just want to be in the lap. So the answer is yes. Yes, Kane, I want to be in your lap. That's my winner.
You literally picked every guy on the list, just so you know.
It was so thorough this week for me, right?
Everybody
missed you. I missed you.
My favorite was Austin Avery, and it's a video. Did you see the first? It's the first.
Yeah, I scrolled over it. But tell us why you liked it.
And he's in an outdoor shower. And
my vinegar salad was...
Oh my God, here you go.
Go ahead.
And there's just lush greenery all behind him. And it's basically just snippets of action. First one is him lathering up and facing the camera, and he's just rock hard, and it's amazing and gorgeous. Second one, he's turned around, rinsing off, and his luscious ass is sitting right there in the view of the camera. It was so delicious.
I saw it.
And then the third one is him getting dirty again by jacking off, and it was whew, it just made me so hot. So Austin Avery is my favorite this week. And
I dream of Anthony says nature vibing. Yes, I love that.
And I mean, we were talking about getting clean, so I figured I would pick that one this week.
All right. I'm not mad at it. Good for you. Thanks, guys. This has been so much fun playing. I'm so glad you're back. And we're getting closer to your birthday, Cody. Happy birthday. Cody a very happy birthday. And I'll be celebrating with you at some point this week. So yay to that. You know, you can follow Cody. He's got two. He's a life coach. Follow him on his life coaching Instagram at KMD Coaching, and his personal account, which is always a shirtless love fest, at Mr. Maurice. And don't forget, you can follow us and DM us for sex and relationship advice. We are here for you. DM us on Instagram at Tags Podcast, and we'll deliver. Thanks, Cody. This has been so much fun. Thanks, people listening. Super fun. And in the meantime, continue having hot, gay, wet sex.
Yes.
Love it. Thanks, guys. Hey, Tags listeners. Craving for more Tags? Hungry like I am? Well, now you can unlock exclusive Tags content. I'm talking about our weekly Tags After Show and our twice monthly Dark and Dirty Show. Now you can listen wherever you get your podcasts. You'll get a notice each week when new episodes are dropped exclusively for you. So what are you getting from this exclusive content? Well, you're getting a weekly Tags After Show where the conversation continues with hot gay sex topics in a more relaxed, behind-the-scenes, more intimate format. Our twice monthly Dark and Dirty show will often feature special guests like my co-hosts, but gets a little darker and a little dirtier as we reveal our sexcapades to your exclusive ears. So what are you waiting for? Subscribe now to unlock exclusive Tags content and know that you'll be supporting Tags Podcast to continue delivering the quality of Tags Podcast you've come to love. You can unlock this exclusive content by going to tagspodcast.com and click on the link Tags After Show. Thanks for being a supporter and continue having hot gay sex.